All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You're listening to Oilers Nation Radio, presented by The Nation Network. Subscribe for free on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Welcome to Oilers Nation Radio episode. Probably should have looked before I started hitting record, but we are here.
Do we keep saying what episode number it is?
I don't know. I don't actually think we've said it for quite a long time.
I think the bit died in 2024.
Yeah, I'm just going.
It is 2024.
I know, but at the start of 2024.
I do think this is episode 349. Does that seem right, Dan? You've been here since day one.
I've been here since episode one. That sounds right.
You wow. Keep it on your calendar?
No, I just do it by my fingers. I count on the fingers. Well, you kind of double up on your fingers, Liam. Come on.
All right. Well, before we get into the Oilers talk, Kennedy, tell me about the Oodle Noodle reviews, because I have a couple I'm going to read.
Okay.
One of them, they're both 5 stars.
Wow.
One of them is good. One of them is not good.
Are these reviews for Oodle Noodle or Oodle Noodle sponsored reviews for our show?
Oodle Noodle sponsored reviews for us. So if you leave a review,
no, you're letting Kennedy explain it.
I know, but I don't know what they get. But okay. So I'll explain the review part. You explain what they get if they leave the review. Okay. You leave a review, preferably 5 stars and a good one.
It doesn't have to be always positive. You're saying that one is positive and one is negative. They're both good. They're good reviews. No,
I would argue
one of them
is not a good review.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Not all reviews are good reviews.
So they can be negative against us, but be constructive.
We've only gotten two new recent ones, so...
So your odds are high.
Your odds are high, and you'll get a Oodle Noodle voucher mailed to you if you email me, kennedy@thenationnetwork.com.
If they review. It doesn't even have to be a good review.
Yeah, and if we read it on air.
If we read it on air is how you get the card.
Yeah, and we'll tell you to email me.
And we're going to read them verbatim?
So
I will be reading them verbatim.
Yes.
Okay. 5-star review from the 16th from B. Kaz 4. He said, and this is funny because I've heard this already on the show. Too much breathing noises lately.
I don't know what you're talking about. What is the issue with the breathing noise?
In recent months and weeks, maybe there has been far too much huffing and puffing breathing noises right into the microphones from people that are not talking, and it can be painful to listen to, like horrible ASMR. Rick, your thoughts on that from BKaz4.
Perhaps we need a humidifier in here because there's too many allergens in the air, and that's causing it.
It does get incredibly warm in here sometimes.
Can we talk out to the big bosses about getting us maybe a couple of humidifiers to make the listeners happy?
An Oodle Noodle sponsored humidifier?
Yeah, we'll get an Oodle Noodle one. And I'll actually just blow like the sense of oodle noodle into the room.
I have to cop to the listener. It's my fault. When I'm not speaking, I'm holding my breath actively. So when I do speak, then that's when you hear me inhaling and exhaling. So shout out to the breath listeners.
So second one, also a 5-star review. This came on the 17th from Ryking. Great podcast. You need to subscribe. Great podcast for Oilers coverage. I like how it is consistently released every week, and I appreciate the open and honest comments that deep dive into the Oilers that are honest and critical. I have subscribed for many years and listen all the time. There you go.
Wonderful.
So they were listening long before you were here, Liam.
Could you read the one from August?
There isn't any from August.
Oh, I thought there was one.
Well, if you knew what month August was, if you knew what number month August was in, I would read it. But you'll have to wait, Kennedy. I'm sorry.
Eight.
That was seven, though. Kennedy's review July. Came at seven. I'll read it, Kennedy.
Thank you.
This is from Timestamp, please. I can't even click on it because it says, love the podcast. This is 5 stars, too. You are all wonderful, but Kennedy is my favorite. Please keep her forever. Thank you.
Thank
I wonder
you.
Why you wanted to read me that one.
I wonder
There's
why.
Also another one here called Liam Banana Fan Club.
Okay, read that one.
It says, I wish I found this podcast sooner. You guys really know what you're talking about 50% of the time. By the way, Jay looks like a slimmer Justin Verlander. I could see that. I could see that.
But Jay actually looks identical to Brendan Dillon.
Yeah.
So,
are you looking up Justin Verlander, Rick?
I am. Also, for the record, Jay's not on this podcast.
Oh, well, there was a stretch where we had him in here, though. When he was on his Bouchard streak initially, he was on
like once or twice.
He was on every week. I felt like I was yelling at him about something.
During the summer, it was like...
Oh, yeah, the summer. That's what it was.
But he's such a hit and miss. Like, I was gone in the summer, so that's probably why. Okay.
So those people, if you are listening, hopefully you are, email me, kennedy@thenationnetwork.com. Say that we read your review on ONR, and I'll send you a voucher and a sticker.
And if you didn't hear that, then you clearly lied about your reviews.
Mm-hmm.
Because you didn't listen to our podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Rick?
Yes, sir.
All right. On with the show. The Delicious Debate today brought to you by Wendy's, and I lost the ad read.
Verbatim.
I think there it is. Link to
the Portobello Burger.
Points. I thought, okay. No, it's changed. Yes, it is the Portobello Mushroom. Yep, I'm pretty good at hosting. You, okay, Rick.
I'm ready.
SOG.
What is Shots on goal.
GAA.
Goals against average.
And PPG.
I forget that one.
Power play point.
Oh, I thought that was the Wendy's one.
No, that's not the Wendy's one. That's an actual hockey reference.
Points per game is
points
what...
Points per game. Power play points per game. Can make or break your week, but don't underlook the BPMM.
That's the one.
The Wendy's Bacon Portobello Mushroom Meal. Sure, it may not help you win weekly prizes with Wendy's and the Daily Faceoff Fantasy Survivor Pool, but unlike your predictions, it never disappoints. So try your luck and don't push it with the bacon portobello mushroom, which is only available for limited time. And also sign up for the Daily Faceoff Survivor Pool. Did anybody do well this week? I was out on day one.
I forgot to set my lineup this week.
Well,
admittedly,
it was weird because it was
Martin 8 of the 10
day.
Were out in game one, were they not?
Yes, I believe that was true. I had Kevin Fiala over a point. Did not work out for me.
Why are you such a big Fiala fan?
Because the other one, he had like a 5-game point streak coming.
Yeah, all good things have to come to. I can't say
they
that.
Scored five I'm goals. Not finish that sentence. They scored five goals. In
you did game. Almost do that, Rick.
I did not finish the sentence.
Okay, my delicious debate.
Stop myself.
This what did Liam's you make of Evander Kane's post game comments yesterday? Essentially, he was asked by Ryan Rashog, "What did you make of like playing with your line mates or something like that? Like, how did you guys kind of?" Get things going. And Evander Kane responded with very shortly and said, we were given the opportunity.
Nothing wrong with it.
I agree.
Nothing wrong with that. I don't know. Like, people get so upset about words. We need to toughen up a bit here. The dude's angry right now because he can't score. He's getting down on himself. How do you expect a person to be so sunshiny and whatnot, roses and everything, when he feels like he's not pulling his part? He gets an opportunity. You know, and when you're not pulling your part, you're going to drop down the line. I've seen it before. We put him on the third line. He wasn't very happy about it, and he snapped out of it. I expect the same thing of him right now. He's had a couple of really good chances. They're just not going in for him right now. When they do, they're going to go in. The floodgates will open up. So it just takes a little time.
Well, to read the exact thing that was asked, it said, Ryan Rashad asked why his line is working so well together. Answer was short, just get an opportunity. But it's funny, isn't it? Because you get that answer, but the reason the question was asked is because they actually played pretty well together yesterday. That's the only reason the question was asked.
He had a couple of chances against Toronto, too.
Yeah, he did. I actually think these last
two, three
games have been better from him.
Yeah, he just can't buy a goal right now.
Yeah, and there's a few guys on the team that can't buy a goal. But the good thing is these guys like Warren Fogle and Ryan McLeod, Derek Ryan, who were stepping up in the absence, and Shaw and Nosery guys inevitably get cold because they're depth players.
And that's what happens. And
guys like Evander Kane and whoever else.
I'd rather Kane be chilly in January and February and then be roasty hot come April and May and June. Yeah, so I'm fine with everything.
I would too. Dan, your thoughts on the post-game comments from our friend Evander Kane?
I think we're, as a fan base, just guilty of looking for a little bit more here than is there. The vibes are high. We've won 12 games in a row, and we're just kind of getting to that nitpicky point now. I've sat in this chair this year and talked about the 27 different cuts and issues that we're having and losing streaks of 5 and 6 games. We're not there anymore. Evander Kane pulled us out of that, actually. If you look back into the history books of this season, he was one of the emotional leaders for sure for the comeback start, even before Woodcroft was shown the door. So we're just looking for something. You see the internet blow up when he walks out for the pregame skate with a heavy limp, which, I mean, who knows? Maybe there was like a pebble in his skate. Like, you just don't know what the issue could have been. Yeah. But I was even guilty of reading into that one.
The funny thing about that limp, though, is one, it seemed super fake. Like, I believe that he's injured and banged up in some way, but the reports were his hand. But the way he was using his stick as, like, a cane, ironically, it reminded me of, like, Gandalf or something like that from Lord of the... He was literally using it to, like, walk. It's like, hey, if you're struggling that much, then how are you skating? So I think it was like exaggerated a little
bit. Yeah, I think it's just gamesmanship. I think that we saw his wrist be the injury listed ahead of the game. And I think Evander knows that we're all watching and the fan bases are watching, and so is the media. And so he's fine with being a lightning rod. He can continue to be that guy and give the short answers that stir up the media and get us talking about him.
Kennedy, your thoughts on Evander Kane's post-game comments from yesterday?
I think we all know that Kane's a vocal guy, right? So, and when you're frustrated with yourself, anything that can be said or done to you is just going to piss you off even more. So if he's frustrated, he's not going to want to say anything. But, I mean, he could have given a shout-out to his teammates or whatever.
That's the thing, too. Right? Like, yeah, I agree. Like, I think the comment is irrelevant. Like, I really don't think it means anything. But it is so Evander Kane, just to kind of be like, here's your three-word answer that I could have literally just said, like, yeah, the three of us play well together, and now we're getting an opportunity to do it. And that would have probably
been... more designed to, like, hey, how are you playing better?
Yeah.
He made it the three of you, but you know that damn well that question was about him, and he answered that question the way he heard that question being asked to him and answered it as a personal response about himself.
And even in... I watched the interview, the post-game interview, until that question happened, just to see the tone. And he wasn't really giving anybody answers. Like, he was just kind of short on things. But another thing, too, like, all those, like, mentors and siblings and everyone was probably in the room. So it's like, maybe they just want to get out of here.
Yeah, we as fans just read into it a lot. And because we expect so much out of them, you know, it's even the same thing with Leon when he would get his quip comments or whatever. People would read into that, oh, he's so angry, he doesn't want to be here or whatever.
How many people said he was a bad influencer, he's a bad leader because he had bad body language 3, 4, 5 years ago? Exactly. And I'm like, when you're at the game, watch him. Watch what he does to his teammates. And people are like, nope, Leon this, Leon that. He's a cancer. He's got the negative attitude.
It's the same thing as leaving your job at the end of the day and somebody coming up to you and asking you, like, hey, how do you feel about your workday? When it's like, man, I just want to go home.
Yeah.
Right? That's kind of how I look at it.
I wish someone paid me $8.5 million now to be at work. Maybe one day.
You have a little more pressure, though.
Yes, that is true. Although I am in a pressure-packed environment. Have you ever tried to read these ad reads, Rick?
Well, I'm just saying, if Leon played as well as you read that Wendy's ad...
We'd be screwed. Yeah. We would be screwed.
So yeah, D.O.D., man.
We would not be on a 12-game win streak.
No, that is for sure. Any final comments on Evander Kane before we move on to my next ad read?
No, I think he's gonna be fine. Yeah. We're gonna be fine. Everything's fine.
What did you guys actually think of him last game, though?
I was impressed after seeing that limp again. I think I bit a little bit too much into the early game video talk and injury talk, but there was nothing in his game that told me that he was behind that line.
Like, Ernie was on standby to to go in for him, and him warming up was even kind of a surprise.
Ernie warmed up.
Yeah.
Did he really?
I'm pretty sure I have pictures of him.
I wasn't there to watch the game.
So he gets there just before the anthem. So I see a little pregame, the little skate, and that's it.
I don't think I've ever got there in time for a warm-up before.
Should have been there in Seattle with us then, because we were.
I'll be there in Arizona.
I'm always there for warm-ups.
For my next ad read, Rick.
That's what I'm here for.
When is that Nation Vacation, Dan? The
15th?
The
18th.
To the 20th of February.
Yeah, Kennedy's the one to ask, not me anymore.
Well, you helped a little bit. Okay, it's almost time for the Nation Vacation. For $199.99, you can be on a trip of a lifetime.
You can also call that $19.99.
What did I say?
$199.
Well,
$199.
If you listen to Oilers Nation every day, you know numbers are
that's
awful
fine.
For me. I tried to say 770 the other day.
Numbers aren't good for the scope.
And I just said 770.
770.
No, I don't read. I don't look at the stats. I'm all about the talent.
So for $1999.99, you can come with us to Arizona.
For less than $2,000, you can come with us on a trip of a lifetime to Arizona with the Oilers Nation crew from February 18th to 24th. Flights, hotel, hockey, and the time of your life included on a Nation Vacation presented by Alberta Blue Cross. And if you also live in the United States of America, mm-hmm. and you just want to drive there, but you want to be hooked up with a few things, you can have a no flights option for $9.99. If you book your own flights, you can join us for the rest, or you can drive there, like you said, and everything's available. Go to nationgear.ca.
We may as well
go into the Alberta Blue Cross game recap now, and then we'll do the DoorDash. Who delivered? So, game recap, last night the Edmonton Oilers won their 12th game in a row, which was set the NHL record by a Canadian team.
Tied the record, I meant to say.
With the Montreal Canadiens from 1964, I believe it was, and the one before that was 1928.
Back
so, what they're doing right now is pretty insane, it's to be crazy. Honest. But it's, trailing... Sorry, go ahead.
It's a part of Canadian history, Liam.
It truly is. Like, we kind of joke about those memes of, like, the Canadian heritage moments, like... Should probably put a real one out there.
Yes.
No, we're literally living through a historical event, which is crazy.
The Oilers trailed 2-0 in the first period, basically allowed Seattle just to go on clear breakaways. The first one was Oliver Bjorkstrand, and then who got the second one? Who got the second one?
I don't know. They were just bad pinches in the offensive zone.
They were bad.
Forwards didn't come back and cover them, and Seattle saw that and took off. Schwartz.
Yeah.
And then got their, pass around the red line.
Tolvanen and McCann.
Well, I said Bjorkstrand and Schwartz, so yep. I could host it. They had a third one as well from Tanev, which would have basically sealed the game. And
would it have?
I don't know if maybe not seal the game, but it's like you're going into the first period down 3-0. It's like, okay, that's a bit of a bit
this
of a
team's
climb.
Biggest opponent is themselves.
Yeah.
We should put that on a t-shirt.
Okay.
That would actually be a good one. But then they obviously clawed back. Warren Fogle leading the way.
Stormed back.
Well, they clawed back and then they stormed back.
Right, they scored 37 seconds into the second?
Yeah, something like that, wasn't
yeah. it? Yeah. Really felt like McDavid in that first period was the only guy on the ice that was, for the Oilers, that was really pushing the...
Him and Ekholm were the only
ones. Oh, yeah, Ekholm too, yeah. Yeah, well, that's... But that is exactly the issue I was going to bring up, is the refereeing. Just Steve Kozari and Chris Lee just lost the plot last night in the first period, and game management took over after
They're
that.
They're bad.
Yeah. Did they... Maybe I should be more familiar with this, But the NHL refs do games together every night. Like, is it always? What is it always?
They're usually the four of them. The tandem, yeah. Stay together. I don't see them very often doing two games in the same city.
Especially like if it was like Tuesday, Wednesday. It's like, okay, yeah, whatever. But it's like the fact that they stayed on from Tuesday to Thursday was so strange to me that they would have that same crew. And I mean,
I want to know what hotel allowed them a room, because Zari should not be getting a room from anybody in this city.
He is very bad.
He's very bad.
Do you know what? Like, I have a problem with the calls that were made in the first period. I thought they were all weak. But if that's the tone you're setting them, whatever. Like, but just stand by those rules. Clearly, you want to be whistle happy.
Yeah.
You're giving away penalties for free.
And then in the third, Connor got like mauled behind the goal line a couple times with them standing right there.
The Ty Cartier one. I think that was the second period. But yeah, like Cartier comes in. Clear interference. Like McDavid did not have the puck, no call. Mm-hmm. And then also the Yanni Gord thing that happened. One, you could have maybe called McDavid on the cross check, whatever. Mm-hmm. Not gonna go away from that. But the fact that I'm 99% sure they didn't call the penalty on Yanni Gord on Ekholm as it happened.
They did not.
They discussed it and then they decided.
Yes.
That is outrageous.
Yep. Almost as bad as the call on Fogel.
That was crazy because he basically walked into him. Like he skated into the back of him and then got a slash across the knees. It was just insane. And, you know, they got to the right decision eventually, but it was so funny when they were doing the Fogel and Will Borgen, I think it was. They forgot to put people in the box. And I think that was
Then they put the one guy in and then they are going to start it again. Yeah. I'm losing my voice here yelling. They don't have anybody in their box.
It just showed what level of officiating was happening last night.
Inept.
Well, brutal. And it continues to come back to a conversation about what is player safety, and the referees play a role in that. And last night was a perfect example of something where they lost the plot in the first period, and then they tried to get it back in the second period, and then they just stopped in the third. And then guys get hit from behind and the referees are like, hold on. We're going to start giving out majors again. And like, to me, that's what that major penalty is for, is to be able to, for the referees to be able to say, hey, I didn't see it. So I'd like to get to that review to be able to check it again. But I don't even necessarily think that was that dangerous myself.
It was
but,
a definite jump and hit him in the head.
But
what Gord did? You don't think that was
dangerous? I don't know, because like everything else in that game, it was right along line with the earlier two hits that were just called boarding minors. Yeah. So he
jumped.
I think that
he left like 3 inches off the ice.
The Gord one was a lot more aggressive.
He jumped. He's 5'9". You've got Ekholm was 6'4" or something like that. And he got his mid bicep in the nose. You don't do that unless you're standing on a fucking milk crate.
It was a clear 5-minute charge.
Yes.
I thought in the moment it was
clear. 100%.
And ultimately reviewed it and figured it out, which is good. And I guess, like you said, then that's kind of the point of the review. But like that was significantly worse than the other two. Because the first one was Larson on Hamlin, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's why I brought this up. Yeah.
And it's like, okay, yeah, like small guy or big guy, it's a board. Like it's 2 minutes.
That's 100% boarding.
What was the other one? It was McDavid, right?
David, 2 minutes.
More the roughing.
Yeah,
terrible. Was also crazy. I feel like he hit him in the chest, and it just kind of ricocheted his body back.
You know? I don't know. Like it's.
And then the slash. Sorry, Dan.
That was ridiculous.
Outrageous. Yeah.
There was a point that Ekholm got like steamrolled on the other end, and I was like, oh my God, open your eyes.
Yeah, it was nuts.
Yeah, I just for me, it's like the game literally has a tool in it in place to be able to deal with this stuff. And the referees need to either you need to clamp down and shut it all down, or let them do it and let them figure it out on their own.
And we can talk about this so we're blue in the face. Yeah. It's always
saying they need to be better.
They do need to.
They need
to
be better.
We can't say it just be, you know, let it all go or call everything. They need to be better. They're flat out bad.
Yeah.
There is no excuses or this, that. They are just flat out bad. That's all you can do is look at this and say, you guys are not good.
What did you think of McDavid last night? He seemed like these last two games, it feels like, and funnily enough, it's when Steve Cazar is a referee. Mm-hmm. But he is like a man on a mission at the moment. He can't score a goal, it seems like, for the time being, but he is like just teeing everybody else up.
Yep.
During the Leafs game, he was throwing bodies around left. It was like a playoff game. It was unreal.
Yeah, and I think you need that. You need that fire from him, especially when the puck isn't necessarily going in the net from him. It just fires the team up. And like I said, the start of the game, him and Kennedy mentioned it, Ekholm in the first period were really the two fired up Oilers, and everybody had to kind of get up to their level and play like that. So you need that from this guy.
That's what leaders do. The leaders lead. They lead from the front. He's out there throwing around bodies. How do you sit there on the bench, look this guy in the eye, and not go out there and do what he's doing?
Yep.
You can't.
4 points for Leon Draisaitl last night. Kennedy, your boy's buzzing.
Yes, he's so back.
He is back.
He still doesn't look like himself.
No, he really doesn't. No. Like, it's so weird.
There still does not look like Leon. He's putting up points. Don't get me wrong. There's nothing negative coming out of this, but he does not look like Leon.
Yeah.
And Connor's on a 12-game point streak, probably the quietest one you've ever heard of.
I think last night he became, if I'm not mistaken, the third Oiler to have multiple 12-game point streaks in his career.
That's crazy. He's got two this year then.
He has two this season. And then I think the other two players on the list are Wayne Gretzky and Coffey, and Messier might be on the list as well. Just like you said, it is so weird watching the Oilers right now, because you look at the guys who are scoring in the games. Like last night, it was the Warren Fogle game, we'll call it. The night before was Ryan McLeod. Evan Bouchard got the overtime winner on Saturday. Darnell Nurse had the overtime winner against Detroit. And in Chicago, I would say that was probably Stuart Skinner's game, right?
Secondary scoring.
I know, but it's like...
And defensive still, play.
It's great, despite what PK Subban says, which we can talk about as well. But it's funny that this is all happening. Yeah, Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl are still the guys who are getting like all these points, and they're not even the ones dragging them over the line. And you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's not a two-man game.
That should be terrifying for every other team in this league.
It is crazy. Like, so I'll ask you the question, Rick, because I know you like to lead the charge on this one. The Oilers now are quite a ways back from the Vancouver Canucks.
They're 13 points back.
13 points
with
back.
With 4 games in hand. That's not quite a ways.
But they've played him 3 times.
Fair, but there's only one more to go. And I agree 100% there. Yeah.
So where are you at? Where are they finishing?
I still think they win the division.
Okay. Dan?
Yeah, I mean, to me, I thought it was 3 games in hand now.
It's 4.
I thought if they won their 3 games in hand, they'd be 3 back. But anyways.
If they won their 4 games in hand, they would be 1 point behind Vancouver.
Oh, okay. Got it. Well, yeah, no, I'm the... Far be it from me to doubt this team the way that it's clicking right now. I have to be reminded of the ebbs and flows that this season has. Yeah. But this team is, we all sat here and we all talked about, we were all asked the question, when do you think that this streak ends? And everybody, I think to a person, had one of the games that we've gone through this week and won. So it's
true. Bag Milk was well into February.
Oh, was he? Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Sorry. I apologize.
Okay. Kennedy, how are they finishing?
I don't want to, I'm so superstitious in...
Oh, yeah, they still have 3 games against... 2 games against Vegas and 3 against LA, which is pivotal.
Mm-hmm. They're both in the rearview mirror.
But only one of them is.
They both are.
You're a rearview mirror.
Rick's already looking past them.
All right.
They're behind us.
We got to talk about the former Montreal Canadian. PK Subban was on the Pat McAfee show. Do you remember, maybe a month or so ago, he was on there and called this place Deadmonton?
Mm-hmm.
And we basically ripping into us, and I think he said something along the lines of, McDavid will only be there for so long. It's something like that, if I'm not mistaken. Well, he's back.
I don't remember the McDavid comment, but I remember the Deadmonton comment.
He said something about McDavid. Maybe I'm just...
But they were referring to Edmonton in the dead of winter.
Well, winter when looks he said Deadmonton. Not so bad right now.
It looks... What's going on outside any building? It is Deadmonton out there.
Right now?
Yeah.
I bet there's a lot of life out there at the moment.
There is definitely not a lot of life out there.
So many birds and rabbits and penguins. Okay, PK Subban. Okay, PK Subban said on Twitter, I actually love watching Edmonton play. They're just easy to play against in their own zone. Too much emphasis on McDavid, Leon, etc. And the superhero offense to always get it done. You need to win tight games with your defense. You saw what happened last year with Vegas. Yes, Jack Eichel is a stud, an X factor, but defensive structure, goaltending, and being hard to play against won them a cup. Not just skill and talent, But hey, anything can happen. He then went on to say, my expectations, like everyone else at the start of the season, was for Edmonton to be a contending team for the Stanley Cup. That's how I evaluate them. You have two of the best players in the world who have dominated the league since they have been in it, and they have to accept the mediocrity terms of the team's success. I'm not jumping on and off the bandwagon because you're on a win streak. It's a long season, folks. No easy games. A lot of parity in the league. You need to trust your defensive structure to win you some games on nights. I need to see consistently, despite winning 12 games in a row, how you win matters. Habits matter. And it's about the cup, not win streaks. Dan, you have the floor on Mr. Subban's comments.
Well, first of all, PK, that is one hell of a word salad to say not a heck of a lot. I guess I'm just sick and tired of these guys that sit on these network TV shows just kind of piping the same garbage that the hockey trolls have been pumping out about us since the start of the season. Was that right at the end of our first 10-15 games? Absolutely. It was a great assessment, and that would have been fair. But you, like, literally in the middle of that, he starts talking about getting on and off the bandwagon because of win streaks.
Not getting on and off
the bandwagon. But
you're not welcome on.
But that's bandwagon. But that's what he's doing right now.
Yeah.
Like he talked about how he got off the bandwagon because the team isn't playing defensively, yet it is. And again, consider your source here, PK. What was your defensive awareness in your own zone? Like I don't know. It's. It's just clickbait. We're seeing that a lot right now. We see the Jay Gruden versus RG3 nonsense on Twitter. They're just people are looking for a fight right now. They're bored in the winter, and PK's got it.
Just quickly before we get to Kennedy and Rick, Tyler tweeted this. So since December 1, they are allowing the least shots against per 60 at 5-on-5, the third fewest goals against per 60 at 5-on-5, the first. I don't know what SCA stands for, but the third fewest
scoring
SCA.
Scoring chances against.
There you go. Thanks, Rick.
You're welcome.
What's PPG?
Power play goals.
5-on-5. And the third fewest high danger chances against per 60 at 5-on-5. To me, those numbers are very impressive. And Stuart Skinner has his name all over that as well, by the way. Stuart. Kennedy, your thoughts on Mr. PK Subban and his rage against the Edmonton Oilers?
No, I've seen other people say, like, have you even watched a game? Honestly, like, that's what it's coming across as. I'm looking up here what he said back in early December, and he's just contradicting himself because he's just saying, he said, I'm disappointed in Edmonton. I'm not happy with Edmonton. I do think they stink. If it wasn't for Connor, they would be an afterthought. He goes into the defensive... criticizing the defensive play and all of that. And I'm like, look at the game itself. I mean, they've fixed a lot of their stuff. And I think there was a tweet that I sent out once they fix, you know, their goalie problems, their defense, all of that, just the laundry list. They kind of have in a way.
Yeah, they definitely have.
Mm-hmm. So I think, I don't know, it's almost like he's just trying to talk to sound smart to a degree. I'm like,
which is ironic.
I know. Just, I don't know. So
what date was that tweet?
This one was from December 12th.
Okay, so they were like just on their 8-game win streak at that point too.
He's just got to keep getting invited back on a Pat show. So well, he's got to say
nothing
some
wrong
stuff
with what he said.
Well, one second before we get to that.
True.
He also said the Oilers are going to go as far as Connor McDavid takes him, which I'll agree with to an extent. He's having one of the best seasons I've ever seen. Connor McDavid is not having one of the best seasons you've ever seen in a way, right? Like, you look at last season, he had 60 goals. Like,
he had a lot more offense last year.
Yeah.
But he's a lot better two-way player right now.
For sure.
He wasn't doing last year what we've seen in the last couple of games. He's throwing the body around.
What do you think, Rick?
I don't think PK's wrong. I don't, like...
What's he not wrong about?
That was the narrative against us. That's what we had to do. We had to fix our 200-foot game. We had to fix the game inside our own end. And just because we've got a 12-game winning streak right now doesn't mean that's fixed. But you have to do this for a lot longer than 12 games. You got to do this for a lot longer than 2 months. Because right now, November 11th is when we were in Seattle. That was the beginning of that was the change in the season for me. Today is whatever, the 19th or 20th. So you're just over 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
You need to keep going for the rest of the year. If you just do this 2 months and go back to some sort of version of what we've seen before in previous years, he's going to be right.
But
you need to do this for a whole season to prove people wrong.
But they're not. That's not what he they've said. Not gone
That's
back.
Exactly what he
they're
said.
Not, but it's not,
but they're
though.
Not gone back.
That's not what he said. He just repeated what he said in December in another way. But it's.
He said win streaks aren't going to change that. And I agree with it. You need to do more than a win streak. You need to put a season together.
He says at the start that their superhero offense, like the superhero offense, and they can't win tight games. Well, they just won a one.
Oh, okay, 100% on that part. So I don't, like I said, I agree with what he said, but I don't agree with everything he said.
But that's
and that's a thing we can do these days. We can listen to somebody and go, you know what? I don't fully agree with that, but there are parts of there that are true.
But that's the piece where it's like you can disagree with some of it.
Liked by everybody. Some people can have negative negative it's views just, on you.
But I can also. Why do I have to like what he has to say, Rick?
We've sat in this room before, and people went, Bouchard's not very good defensively. Look at Nurse. He fucked up here. Look at CeCe. He's not playing well. So he's saying the exact same thing. And just putting the defensive side of thing. We have come in here, over whatever room, and pick the defensive core apart. This person, that person, this person, that person.
At the time when we were having the issues.
Didn't think Vinny should be on this team to start the season.
At the time when we were having the issues, we did that. We're not sitting here in the middle of our 12-game winning streak, breaking it down.
Do we have a Stanley Cup yet?
Okay, no, Rick. But again, you said that we can't have disagreements, and we are having a disagreement. Almost everything PK said there, I disagree with. You're right. The defensive stuff, yep, sure. We can
get in our own end.
What?
Were we good in our own end?
Are we good in our own end right now, Rick?
Yes, but were we good in our own end then?
Does he talk about then and versus now? No, he's talking about now.
On the whole.
In the now. He's talking about in the now. He's talking about in the now, on the now. Because he's on a show because he wants to get on to Pat McAfee's show again. He wants to be invited back, so he wants that that fire up. He wants to fire us up.
I just don't think his comments are fair to what the team actually is right now.
I said, I don't know if you're watching recently, but if you're taking this team as the whole season, it's understandable to think that way.
But I think he's referring to today. Oh, did he send this today? Yeah, today. So I agree with you, and I don't think that's true
over the last 12 games. But what he's saying there is that 12 games isn't going to change anything. But he's going to do it for a season.
But I think I agree. They do have to keep this going. But also, I don't think people are sitting here saying, well, the Vancouver Canucks have only done it for 41 games and they're like first in the league or something like that. And like Winnipeg had a rocky start to the year, but now everyone sees them as like...
I don't think Vancouver's as good as they are right now. I think they're going to come down to earth a bit. I think they're still riding a high of the season.
So at what point does it get to where it's like, okay, this is actually who they are?
April. You got to run through the finish line before you get the award.
Yeah, but at what point, like, do you think Vancouver's obviously a good team?
Yes, they're a good team.
Do you think they're a Stanley Cup winning team?
Stanley Cup winning team?
I'm sorry, a Stanley Cup, potential to win the Stanley Cup.
There is potential to win the Stanley Cup for them right now.
Okay. I agree.
I just hope for more analysis than what you got from PK.
I just don't think he really gave. I think it was such a weird approach.
It's because it's PK and people are saying PK's saying something negative.
No, that's not what's getting people going. I give PK shares all the time on social media. It has nothing to do with the person that's giving the thing, other than the fact that it's fresh for him to talk about his defensive coverage.
Back on Pat McAfee.
Yes, absolutely.
So that's against PK then.
No,
then
it's you're saying you're it, not saying it would be no different if it was PK. It'd be no different if it was PK or it was Aaron Rodgers. Doesn't matter. Whoever wants to get on Pat McAfee's show, they're going to say it to say it.
And you used Aaron Rodgers as a reason to bring up that guy. And what he said on that show is almost not wrong.
No, I don't bring up Aaron Rodgers for any other reason than I don't know any other guests on Pat McAfee's show because I don't watch his show. Because he's all about the clickbait and he's all about those views and that's fine.
How is he about clickbait?
That's fine.
He's, if you don't watch a show, how do you know he's all about clickbait?
I see the clicks, Rick. I see all the clicks and I've seen his apologies. He puts his shirt on for his apology and then the next episode he's back to his stick.
So fucking not necessary.
I know.
They're ridiculous.
I agree. I agree wholeheartedly.
Holy moly.
But I'm just telling you my opinion, Rick. People can disagree, disagree, and agree, Rick. What kind of a world do we live in where we can't agree and disagree? disagree.
You can't say that, though.
Yes, because in the moment, he's speaking about the Edmonton Oilers, and he sounds uneducated, and he sounds disconnected from what's going on in the moment.
He's playing the league, and he's uneducated.
He sounds uneducated and disconnected from what's happening in the league in the moment, Rick.
Okay.
Did you hear the whole sentence I said?
I heard the whole sentence.
Perfect. Just checking.
Of course.
Because he sounds uneducated and disconnected from what's going on in the league right now.
To you.
And his statement, yes, absolutely, and to multiple people, not named Rick, but that's okay. We're just talking about the feedback here, and we can have our disagreements, and that's fine. But the Edmonton Oilers in the moment are not having the defensive issues that PK's citing here in his statements. That's it.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Time for Who Delivered. My new favorite thing is the DoorDash Double Dash feature, and it lets you add an additional order from another restaurant, wherever you want, with no extra delivery fees or minimums. So you, for example, can get a pizza and also add a bubble tea from wherever you want.
Bubble tea and pizza.
I know. What a combo. What kind of bubble tea would you get, though?
None.
I would get vanilla.
I don't even know the options.
Whatever flavor you want, actually.
Do the bubbles come different?
Well, no. The bubbles are the same. That's the tapioca.
Yes.
But you can get a variety of
flavors. I thought tapioca pudding was like the pudding that nobody liked growing up.
It definitely is. But now
we like tapioca?
Isn't it just the pearls now, though? Not the actual, like,
but it's tapioca flavor, though, no?
You can get tapioca-flavored ones, right?
Yeah,
feel like you have bubble teas.
I've had
one. If it's tapioca, how do you get tapioca, but that's not tapioca flavored?
I've had the tapioca, like, you can get them at, like, yogurt places, too. Like,
yeah. Isn't tapioca, is it not rice?
It's...
I thought it was just rice, because it absorbs the flavor that you give it, I thought. No,
this is really tender.
My kids have shown me...
You have never thought of it. No. Yeah. I would have assumed...
It's a weird tapioca texture.
It would have been flavor.
I thought the pearls were...
Every other lychee is a flavor.
Every other blank pudding is a flavor, is it not?
Tapioca pudding. I never thought about it, but either way...
There may be rice involved, but I'm not still sure. Think it would be flavor.
I'm not sure.
If you want to do that, don't forget, you can add Nation25 to the promo codes for 25% off your first order with DoorDash. Offer valid in Canada. Subject to change. Terms apply. Kennedy. Who delivered for the Edmonton Oilers? Or maybe just in life. Or maybe you can leave at Hot and Cold Performers. Up to you. It's your time. Don't let me take anything away from you.
Okay, who delivered? The Leafs fans leaving the building on Tuesday. I went into that game. I wasn't even in the building yet, and some guy was already in a Leafs jersey chirping us in the elevator, and I was like, be so serious. Your team's on a losing streak. We're on a win streak here. Like, be for real. Went into it. They were down 2-0. You know, bodies are being thrown around and stuff. Leafs fans are chirping. There's a guy in front of me standing up and stuff like that. They got their ass handed to them. It was poetic as hell. Watching the Leafs fans leave on the Jumbotron were hilarious. I loved every second of it.
Leafs fans leaves?
Leaves.
Leaves fan leaf.
There's a heavy breathing. BCAS is four was talking about, Rick. Now I know the culprit. Rick, who
did that? Enunciating.
I heard a breath. No breathing on the podcast, please.
I was enunciating the F.
Do you know the P's are what they told us not to pronounce in school? So no pistol P's pudding on this podcast.
Who told you that?
Because poppy P's. So they would like be like, oh,
oh, there's a radio on radio school. I was thinking like elementary or like regular school.
No.
Sam, I was like, you're learning how to say words?
We should put those.
I still am.
You should be writing those notes on the wall so all of us who did not go through radio school. Don't
pop your peas.
Yeah.
Well, I can't even do it, so I can't tell other people.
Pistol that could be Pete.
Pistol Pete. Pistol. Rick.
Peter Puck.
Is that who delivered for you this week?
No, he's a cartoon player. He was a cartoon character.
Pistol Puck?
No. Peter Puck.
Peter Puck. Oh. Never heard of
him. He was a cartoon character.
Sure was. Oh. Yeah. A little black puck with red and yellow sticker on him.
Cute.
Or orange sticker. There it is. Never mind.
Oh.
Red gloves.
Lime brought it up.
I think he probably ended up in the gutter. He made some poor decisions.
Or on a roof.
Ah.
Or in the stands and somebody brought him home.
Ah.
Okay, Rick, who delivered?
Jokes.
At this point, you still have to say the entire team. There really isn't a downside to it. There's a couple players that are struggling and a couple players are dragging them along, and that changes from game to game. The power play is what got us through a couple games. Now the penalty kill helps and the 5-on-5 kicks in and your goaltending kicks in. This whole team right now is a wagon and they're going to be very hard to stop.
We're the best. Dan?
For me, yeah, Rick's right. The whole team is probably worthy of getting it. If I just look at the last two games, I'll say it's the depth. You know, whether it's Warren Fogle, and again, I don't know if I even consider those guys depth because he was up playing secondary on the top score line. But yeah, just guys that you don't necessarily expect to see on the score sheet coming up big in the clutch to be able to get us out of the holes that we dug in the first period against the Leafs.
Would
and
that
the
not have been crazy if he scored a hat trick last night?
It would have been awesome.
Oh. Would not have been crazy, though.
It would have
been because we played Seattle in Seattle and Hyman got the hat trick. Then we played Seattle in Edmonton and Kane got the hat trick. And if we play Seattle three times in three different hatties, that'd be nuts. That's got to be a record of some sort.
I don't want to figure stuff out with putting up hatties with those three guys and another.
Yeah, but it's not like you know which one's coming.
No, I know, but that's the thing. It's not like Draisaitl or McDavid scoring.
Yeah, then Leon quietly puts up 4 points.
That was very quiet, wasn't it? Who delivered for me? I'll give mine to Leon since Rick teed me up with it there. 4 points for the big man. Ooh. And big goal against the Leafs the other night too. Somehow went in. Not sure. Do you think he meant to score that? I think he kind of did and didn't. I think he meant to kind of toss it on goal a little bit. I don't think he saw the gap that Martin Jones left.
Well, I don't know why Jones left that gap.
No.
That was terrible. Ridiculous. That was like a glitch on NHL 18 or something like that, where your goalie stands you weird like that.
Controller after.
But it's not a lot different than what he did last night. It was just from a further distance.
I don't even remember his goal.
He banked it out the goalie. Yeah. He was sitting there on
from behind the net.
Yeah, that's so right. When you're standing where he was, and I think it was a backhand goal,
mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you're just firing it towards the net and hoping it goes off the goalie.
It was literally a shot in the dark, and he just did it, but he does it every single time. And I think it's just because it's I don't know what he does.
Well, he is the best backhand in the league.
He is the best passer in the league.
Best backhand passer.
Best lucky man in the league. Kennedy? Mm-hmm. Yep. What?
Correct.
All right. Time for Ask the Idiots. Presented by Booster Juice. Where everyone just left us to go to the pond hockey tournament.
Think they stopped at Booster Juice to grab some Booster Juices?
Definitely.
Probably.
Why wouldn't you? Kennedy, what's your favorite Booster Juice?
Oh, I'm a Funky Monkey girl.
A Funky Monkey girl? Dan?
Yeah. But is it... No, Orange Dreamsicle. There we go.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah. Here's my hack. TikTok. If you're looking for a hack, order the Orange Dreamsicle and ask them to take the oranges out and any of the fruit, and then you have a milkshake.
Yeah. Did you see that?
No.
Chalmers
has gone viral.
I was like, my favorite Booster Juice is the strawberry sunshine. But here's a little hack. I asked him to take out the strawberry sorbet and put in vanilla instead. So I was like, so you don't order the strawberry sunshine.
76,000 views on TikTok, Rick. 76,000 views.
Chalmers deserves every one of them.
Booster Juice. Shout out Booster Juice.
So there you go. January 19th to the 21st. It's a Jasper Pond Hockey Tournament. Special shout out to our friends at Torres and Jasper, presented by Booster Juice. First one is in Sherwood Park. You know that?
Yep.
That's what mm-hmm. Sherwood Park is most famous for.
Besides, I thought it was the world's largest hamlet.
It is. Thank you for bringing that up.
You're welcome. It was the entire time I lived there.
Hey, what? You lived there?
I did.
Me too. All right. First question for Assy Idiots comes in from our boy, Rusty the Reckless Optimist. It seems like McDavid is dragging the team into the fight with more physicality play than I've seen. Do you think this will lead to a better playoff result rather than leading scoring by a ton? Not saying he won't score a ton, but I feel his compete level is elevated. Dan, thoughts?
I don't know if it necessarily means that we're going to be any better in the playoffs than any other Connor, but yes, we have Connor McDavid as an Edmonton Oiler, so that is a good thing for the Edmonton Oilers in the playoffs.
Kennedy?
I like when Connor's feisty. It brings... It makes the game more fun. I don't know. And throwing his body around. We're not used to it, right? So
it does get me a little bit hyped up.
Yeah.
It
does for you. Imagine what it does if you're sitting on the bench next to him.
I know. So what do you think, Rick? Will
I don't
help?
Like the word dragging, but he's leading. Yeah. He's leading by example.
I think that I can see what Rusty's saying, but in the same breath, I think when the playoffs come around, McDavid plays that way anyway. Yep. At least I've
seen it.
Yeah. We'll always remember the Game 7 for multiple reasons, but the one that kind of stands out to me is when McDavid hit Durzi.
Mm-hmm.
The backboards there where his forecheck, he just laid a heavy hit on him and he got everybody going. I feel like he does this already, and I think the compete level is there for McDavid in the playoffs.
It does rise, and we've seen it before with top-end players. You saw it with Jerome McGinnis all the time. As an Oiler fan, you're like, do not touch Jerome. Leave Jerome. Let Jerome sleep. The last thing you want to do is wake him up. Connor's going out there and waking himself up and waking up his own team.
From Dangerous Wade. Dangerous Wade. If the unfortunate... 1 second, let me read this one. Okay.
Got to pre-read these.
Good job.
Verbatim.
What is something nice or you appreciate about someone else on the podcast that you haven't shared with them? Dan, do you want to say anything?
Rick, you know what? Rick, I really appreciate your passion and your excitement and... I really like your eyes.
Thank you.
I've never told you about that before, but I really like your eyes.
Now, Rick, say something nice about Dan.
He's a very well-rounded person, and makes me a better person sitting next to him.
Oh. There you go. Kennedy, you're not on the podcast typically, yes. But you can say something nice.
You've just been reminded.
Maybe you're not saying something about the show.
Just came up with a whole game for the whole pod, but no big deal.
Oh, yeah. No Kennedy's quote game today, by the way.
Yeah.
A full episode of her instead.
This was an opportunity for us to get our win percentage above the other two, by the way.
That's true.
Oh, that would have been big.
Yeah, true.
Do you have anything?
Ready? No.
No.
Liam's hoping you'll say something nice about him.
Go on.
He was sitting there with his arms crossed and everything.
Okay.
It's that one kid waiting for his Christmas present in front of the tree. I hope you like your present.
Literally with your arms out when I handed out those gifts.
That was delightful. Yes. I will never forget that because I kind of thought when you were giving out all those Christmas gifts, so how did she know? Like, how did she know what we all like?
That was
mentioned. And then there, like, it was the week before.
Yeah. It was really funny watching people go around the office and seeing the people that put two and two together. And the other ones were like, oh, Kennedy, you shouldn't have.
Yeah. Surprise. Do you have an answer, Kennedy?
Sure. I'll give one to each of you. How about that?
Wow.
That'll be nice.
Okay.
Overachiever.
Especially for me.
Oh, I have to be. I have to work twice as hard. Liam, you don't get enough appreciation for how funny you are.
I think he gets just enough.
Yeah. Thanks for that. I needed that.
Yes. Okay.
My ego has increased.
Yeah, don't let it get too big, though.
Thank you. I don't have one for each of you, by the way.
Lower your expectations now.
Dan, I'm like, you're always there when I need to talk.
This is true.
And I can always rely on you.
I try to be.
Yeah.
Thanks. This is nice for us.
Your passion for hockey, honestly, you're loud.
I am.
Yes. And you're always just, you know, you have that little quirk about you that you're just, I don't know how to explain it, but you're loud.
I am me.
Yeah. I don't know.
All right.
Your turn, Liam.
I'll give one to Tyler since he's not here and I don't have to say it to his face.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very appreciative of Tyler for helping me do a lot of stuff throughout my career. He's given me a lot of opportunities because we've stayed close together. So I know you kind of do stuff on your own too, but Tyler's been very beneficial to me as well and a good friend.
Dan. Oh, that's nice. I also want to say Kennedy has been my... Kennedy was there for a lot of my travel venting before I offed myself as the travel manager. But good group of people here we have.
We have a good gang. I could say something nice about everyone, but we're just running out of time.
Move on to the next bit.
Okay, this one comes in from Greg. If the playoffs started tomorrow, who would you want the first round matchup to be against? Rick? I'll go first. I actually would love to see the Oilers play Vancouver.
Yeah.
Just like, I think that would be an unreal series.
First round?
Yeah, if I just had to pick somebody. I know there's like the idea of like, oh, pick an easy opponent. I just don't think there is an easy one. And also, I don't want to watch the LA Kings play again in the playoffs.
I'd love to get some retribution against Vegas.
I'm with you right there. Yep, that's who I was going to say for Vegas. Sure. Especially right now, they are floundering. Time to strike. Get them out of there while they're hot.
Don't forget... You know what they're doing right now.
Yes.
Cheating.
They're about to.
Yeah.
We all know it's coming.
We all know it's coming. I don't care if people are like, well, there's so long left in the season. Yep. Doesn't matter.
I bet you that back Mark surgery Stone. Injury is going to last for just about till April 15th-ish.
Mark Stone was never supposed to play again and literally hasn't missed
a career-ending back injury.
Remember the sympathy card that they tried to pull out that time, too? Like, look at him in the morning skate. He can barely stand.
Do you know in the moment, like, I was like, oh, that sucks. Like, he's a really good player.
And I remember.
Like, it sucks that it's going to end that way. But like,
I think Rick and I were both doubting it, and you and Tyler were like, no, he's a hero.
Yeah. Look at his face. You know damn well that guy can't tell the truth.
Go on, Kennedy. Who would your first round opponent be?
I agree with you, Lime. Vancouver. I just think about how the BOA was in playoffs and just how absolutely electric everything felt. It just felt like everything was amped. And just doing that in the first round and beating them and then going to another team and beating them there again and then again and then again. It's great.
I have two quick ones. First one is kind of one into one. If the Oilers signed Corey Perry, where would you slot him into the lineup?
Forward.
Third line right wing.
I would say fourth line right wing.
Third line right wing.
I think fourth line right wing, and I would honestly play Connor Brown on the third line at the moment.
Connor Brown's looking really good right now.
He was really good yesterday and the game before. Mm-hmm. I think if Corey Perry signed today and you had to plug him into your lineup on the BOA, which that should be unreal if I was his first
game. That'd be so good.
I would play him on the fourth line right wing because at the end of the day, he's like 37 years old. I
not like day Connor one, Brown. But when he's comfortable on the team.
Push him up?
No, then where are you going to put him? When he's comfortable. Not when he's here first day because you're going to give him like a little bit of ice time, kind of get your feet wet. Type of thing. But when he's comfortable and he's been here 12, 15 games, where do you see him? When this team is at its best, where do you line him up?
Do you know what, actually... Third line might be good. I'm just thinking about the idea of Holloway being back too. So your third line could then be Holloway, McLeod, Corey Perry.
Yeah.
It's kind of three different aspects of it. And just seeing what McLeod and Fogle were able to have success with Draisaitl, not comparing Draisaitl to Perry, just in the tempo side of the game, like maybe that can benefit Perry a lot too.
I'm telling you, man, Corey Perry could probably go up and down that lineup too.
He probably could.
Putting him in front of the...
You need him up.
No, but when it's time to like switch things up, maybe you're down by a goal or two and just throw a curveball at the other team, putting them out there with Connor, putting them out there with Leon, put them in front of the net while someone's cycling out there, it's going to create some issues for other teams.
Dan, where's Corey Perry going if the Oilers sign him?
Yeah, I like the idea of using him as your utility knife. You pencil him in that three or four slot and then wait for it. But I just don't think it's happening myself. I think he's going to just choose somewhere else myself.
I think he'll too.
I agree with like how like I was thinking about him playing with Leon or whatever, but when you need somebody to, you know, roughhouse a little bit, especially when, you know, there's a pest on the other side of the ice, you know, it's kind of a good thing to have an actual person that's going to fight for you.
Now this one comes in. So Greg is my friend.
Wow.
And Greg and I have been good friends for a long time.
And you chose to make a good...
Are you saying Gregor?
People on the
no, pod. Greg.
Oh, Greg. Okay. Greg McKegg.
Greg McKegg the egg.
There you go.
Greg there's a lot of things I don't agree with. Very silly man. But the thing I'll disagree with him on the most is the fact he puts his pizza pops in the oven. Now, the question is, pizza pops belong in the oven to be cooked or the microwave?
Are you going from frozen or from raw?
They are right out of the bag.
So frozen?
Yeah, frozen.
If you're going to do them, it depends. Are you hungry right now? Is it a 3 o'clock in the morning type of a situation after the bar? Yeah, or is it like an 8 p.m. and you've got, you know, it's like a bit of a dinner? Because if you're going to make it a bit of a dinner, then you put it in the oven. You got a bit of an upper class pizza pop. If it's like, hey, listen, I've been boozing all night and I need right now. That's with the microwave. Well, there's options here.
A quick snack because that's how God wanted it to be.
Well, if you have three, though, you can make it a dinner.
Don't make this more complicated. Just tell me to
As soon as you asked that question, I had all these things pop up in my head.
And this is his same argument. And I have a group chat with all my friends, and this has been brought up. And Greg is the only man in our group chat that agrees with it.
I'll tell you this. If you're going to go out, before you leave the house, before you go to the bar, take that box of pizza pops, put them on the counter. Now they're ready to go.
That is smart. So you're saying microwave, but you have to be
there's different situations for all.
Okay, Dan.
I'm saying throw away the pizza pockets. They're a terrible food.
Whoa. He said pizza pops. I agree. Pizza pockets go in the garbage.
Wait, what are pizza pops?
Pizza pops. They're like the...
No, you should be asking what are pizza pockets, because pizza pops were the original. Sorry for popping my peas.
What are we talking like the little mini pizzas?
Those are like bite-sized pizza bagels. Yeah.
So what am I missing?
Pizza pops are like shaped like this.
They're those little
the balls. Okay, I can't do it.
The little pillow.
It's like a D.
It's too hot inside. Yep, no, not doing it. There's a really good Jim Gaffigan bit about pockets. If
they're
hot,
then you can just poke them with a knife. Poke them with a fork. And
I'm a big baby when it comes to the roof of my mouth. It is horrible. And I have burned the roof of my mouth too many times, so I avoid food actively that is going to do that to me. Pierogies are always on watch. I don't. You know me. So, you know me. I'm an energy drink guy.
So are you only microwave or
no hot liquids? No, I won't eat them. I haven't eaten a pizza pop since I was like 8 years old. My grandmother used to bake them in the oven for me, and I won't do it anymore.
Grandma says oven wins.
Oh, golly wally. Kennedy, please don't do this to me.
Don't do it to please, don't do it to Dan's grandmother.
Please say microwave.
God rest her soul.
Okay. That one off. That's basically a microwave.
No, it's not. It's different.
It's not half and half.
It's a fast oven.
It's half and half.
It's a fast oven.
You get a different crust on it.
You get the oven. You get the oven quality with the microwave time.
This didn't go how you thought it would.
I might cut this from.
Yeah, I thought it all.
No, people need to hear this.
No,
but there's one man that doesn't need to hear it, and his name's Greg. This will not be good for my
Kennedy. You can get this and just DM Greg directly, right? Like I know Liam took this out of the podcast, but just so you know, it was a 7 minute bit, a 7 minute convo, and hear it, and we're gonna send it to you directly.
I'm on it.
Not good.
Greg's
Liam can't win this one.
Okay, well,
Liam.
Let's pretend that didn't happen. Time for hot and cold performers, as our friend BM would say, who I haven't seen for 2 weeks now.
Yes.
I didn't show up at all this week.
Nope, didn't see him at all.
Skip both podcasts.
We'll start with our veggies.
Rogue milk.
Rick, your cold performer of the week, please.
Well, we're going to give it a couple here. And this is all because of last night. So there, but right beside me to my left, there were two people who were eating pizza, two dudes who were eating pizza during both anthems, refused to stand, just kept eating their pizzas. I had a serious issue with that. My buddy pointed out to me, he's like, I know you get like, my face is going red. I like one of those things where you need to say something. Held it to myself, so I gave myself a pat on the back. But then it has to be the people that were in charge of the people up and down the stairs in my section.
Usher suit.
It was terrible. The puck would drop, and then like eight people would come walking on down. Like who's watching up there? That guy needs to work on his job because he can't be letting people walk down there. And as much as I had an issue with it, so did I could hear people say it quietly around me. So then I just took that and made it louder.
Good.
As I usually do. I'm upset. I was upset.
I have to call it out because I think the Rogers Place has cut back on their ushering staff quite a bit.
Like, cut back? Not heads.
I don't. I think so.
No, I think you might be right. I think in the upper bowl, I'd make it down to the lower bowl.
And that's where I think that the issue is, because what you're experiencing, Rick, is what we've experienced in the upper bowl for a long time. And more recently, it's almost like the Wild West up there. It is just. It is a free for all during the periods.
So I don't know where. So I had one lady work in our area for years on years and years. Don't know where she ended up. She separated her shoulder last year. She's out most of the year. Saw her at the end of the year. Haven't seen her again. But then there's one dude like in the section where the guys with the pizzas and weren't standing up. Mm. That guy, he usually comes by and like, hey, man, give me a little fucking dap. He's like, I like your style. I like your comments and stuff. It's very nice.
Liam just
but the guy working my section, I don't know. That guy was new and he was not very good.
Yeah. So, no, I'm with you there.
Would you like me to come to you after Kennedy?
You can come to me after Kennedy. Yeah.
Kennedy, give me your cold performer of the week, please.
My cold performer of the week is the month of January.
We're just over halfway.
I just loathe this time of year. It's cold. It's dreary. It's like you don't really have, like, yeah, there's hockey on, but trying to like motivate. I'm a very much a workout outside kind of girl, and walks in the river valley and stairs and all that. So having to, you know, actually go to a gym or whatever sucks, and just, you know, I don't know. There's a pressure of like needing to have a New Year's resolution and all that bullshit, and I hate it. So
don't let that pressure get on you.
I know.
Yeah, that it already sucks. Failed.
You want to make a change, and it's a Thursday the 3rd. Go right ahead.
Yeah. Or Friday the 19th.
Either or.
True.
You do you.
No, yeah. I have to wait till the calendar flips.
No.
Well, it flips 12 times a year.
Are you thrilled? I'm not.
My cold performer of the week, before we get to Dan, PK Subban. Despite what Rick says. And I did not look at Rick when I said that.
Worse.
Dan, go ahead. The floor is yours.
I'm just going to give it out, and it kind of encompasses everything you guys have talked about, too. I'm just going to give it out to people being fucking miserable right now. I'm sick and tired of it. I think it's a little ironic for me to say this when Rick and I just had our little spat going back and forth. But at the end of the day, Rick and I know, like, there's two people sitting in this podcast that I think that respect each other more than anything, and it's Rick and I, because we know that at the end of the day, we're walking out of here and we're still friends. Yeah. And it's fine. But there's so much of this going on in this world right now, punching down, people just fucking being miserable, and I'm sick and tired of it. I want to see some joy. I want to see some happiness. I loved seeing the event last night, and there's gonna be more on that in my hot performer. So cold performer of the week is just people's fucking miserable attitude right now. Stop doing it or I'm gonna punch somebody in the face.
They are just fucking ass right now.
That's some synergy.
All right, hot performer of the week. Dan, you may as well kick us off.
My hot performer of the week is going to go out to everybody around the Edmonton Oilers organization for last night's Pride Night. What a wonderful event it was to put on. See Pride tape getting the front and center focus point that they deserve. And you know what? To the few people that still get upset at seeing a rainbow, shout out to you, because you're the reason that Pride Night keeps happening, and Edmonton did a great job with theirs last night.
Yeah, it was. It looks like the players all kind of took part in it too. Yep. By the looks,
the building was all in rainbows. It was gorgeous.
Do you know what was cool actually? When I wish they would do this, and maybe they did, I've just not noticed. But when they walked down the tunnel and it was like the rainbow colors,
yeah.
Do they make that orange and blue when it's just like a regular?
Yes. Yeah.
Yep.
They do. Okay, maybe let's just pay attention.
Yeah, you should.
Okay, what have we got here? Ba-ba-ba-ba. Any? Oh, I should have just.
Boy.
Oh, no, that's a bad one. That's also bad. Do we have good ones?
I think BM took them with him.
Sorry.
He's a hot guy!
There you
easy
go.
Peasy. All right, Kennedy, help performer.
I was like,
week.
This roadcaster doesn't have the buttons that I put onto it, so it doesn't have the armchair GM.
Speak slowly so we can find another button, though.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, start looking for my
buy
button.
Buy Liam
now.
Some time.
I think I've got them all now.
Okay.
You only need three more.
Okay, cool. Okay, my hot performer, I'm giving it to the freaking Edmonton Oilers because we're now on a 12-game win streak. History's been made. I have been so nerve-wracking and nervous about this. So seeing this history be made, and like even like the 80s Oilers didn't do it, watching the Connor and Leon era, the McDry era, it's been great. I've been loving the city.
The big guy is smoking hot.
I'll just get mine quickly, Rick. I will give mine to our new intern, Elijah. He's done a very good job so far during his tenure. I think he's been here for 10 days. Maybe a little bit longer.
You also, we didn't know his name.
I knew his name.
Wink. It takes a couple days.
Listeners of the podcast. Yeah. Listeners of the podcast didn't see Liam wink there. No. You didn't see that.
Liam going on our meeting and being like, his name's Elias. No, Elijah. No. Well, and then all day we were official. Like, I don't know who
I
is
remember.
It.
That it's true. You did plant a seed of doubt into everybody else's mind, though.
Like, what's his name?
It's only day two, though. I know you're listening.
Yeah, oh yeah, it's early. It's early days.
The reason I got confused is because we have Elias, who works in the big office in Toronto, who I talk to all the time.
Language barrier.
I know. English is such a struggle for me sometimes. It really feels like. So, shout out Elijah, our intern, I think.
Woo!
I think
it's him. Friday, baby! Yeah, let's celebrate Friday! Woo!
You can't blame the British. They only invented the language.
English for the English.
Why wouldn't you want to be called the Great British, though? It's got the word great in it.
That is great. And I don't mind being called British. But my big pickle with it was, if I was Scottish or Irish or Welsh, you would never, ever call them British. You would call them Scottish, Irish, or Welsh. But for some reason, the English are just strictly labeled as Brits. I don't get it. Like, it's because we're the biggest and mightiest.
And because you guys started the wanting to be called Brits? Probably, or, yeah.
But, like, I'm English.
Yeah.
I'm an English. I'm actually a Great British. Great Britain says.
Damn it.
And you can't cut that part out either.
That is going to stay.
4D chess.
Yeah. Damn it. There's so much to edit on this podcast. Rick,
it's just going to be all of our voices chopped out. Yeah. It's all just Liam now and nobody else's voices.
I won't be in this.
What do you think of that, Rick? Interesting thought, Rick.
Rick, the final thoughts of the show go to you.
Well, after last night and you look at the Toronto game, I think the big fellow with the big mustache and the back deserves a bit of a pat on the back. He had that incredible glove save against the Leafs that kind of helped propel us forward, and then he was solid last night too. Even that third goal, I know he didn't like it very much, kind of snuck past him glove side, he kind of looked to the sky, but he was solid after that. And a lot of people tried to move on from him earlier this season, and he is not second-guessed himself. He's been very even keel the whole way through wins and losses. I think that's exactly what you need out of a goaltender, and I think we have something special on our hands.
Put some respect on my name.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. All right, there you have it, folks. Oilers Nation Radio, January 19th edition of the show. Shout out Booster Juice, DoorDash, Wendy's,
Oodle Noodle
Cross. Also, don't forget, leave your reviews.
Leave a review for a Noodle Noodle review.
And then send Kennedy an email. You have to go back and listen, though.
Yeah.
Yep. Shout out to the mouth breathers on this podcast and to you, all the listeners, for listening to the show. Whatever reason you listen to us. So, farewell, everybody. Go Oilers!
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode, and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.